I absolutely adore living in Israel. From the first time I got here, literally to live in a Jewish country where even the signs, the street signs, commemorate people from your history, events from your history. Everyone is celebrating Jewish holidays together. That's something that I wasn't accustomed to in whole living outside Israel. The Jewish community is us, and they have this us and them. We have this us and them as human beings, us and them mentalities, us, the Jewish community, and everyone else. And more or less, everyone in the Jewish community thinks sort of similarly, and we often see the outside world as the them. And recently, more than ever before, we feel like the outside world is the them. And us in the Jewish community are one people. But in Israel, where everyone is Jewish, there's one thing that hurts me the most is that so often we really, really look at each other as the enemy, as us and them. Tonight, I see hundreds of people walking around with flags, walking around with t-shirts, protesting against the government, saying the government is not able to bring the hostages home. They're corrupt. And it brings me back to the summer of 2023, where there was raging protests in Israel. And it was just to tell someone that you were religious in Tel Aviv brought about an array of different questions. How could you be religious? What does it mean to be religious? Why aren't you going to the protests? Why aren't you against the government? And it pains me that we see each other's us and them. And as we end this week's parsha, we end the Sefer Shemais. Sefer Shemais is all about our nation, as our people. It's the story of our people. Sefer Bereishis is all about the individuals. But Sefer Shemais is the story of how we became a nation. And if you open up Parshas Pekudei, there's something really strange about how the Torah chooses to end this episode of our creation as a nation. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and started like an accountant, like a CEO of a company, explaining where all the money for the Mishkan went. There were 603,550 Jews, and every Jew brought half a shekel, which means that brings us down to the number 301,775 shekel. And there was rumors going around. The Medrash tells us that the Jewish people were gossiping about Moshe, and they were saying, "Look at the neck of Amram's son, Moshe." And another would respond, "Bor, the man has ruled over the building of the Mishkan. Do you not expect him to be rich?" When Moshe overheard this, he said, "By your lives, as soon as the Mishkan is completed, I will give you a reckoning. As it says, these are the numbers of the Mishkan." So because people were gossiping about Moshe and saying that he stole money from the Mishkan for his own personal gain, he stood up and explained where every single cent of the Mishkan went. Because everyone knew that each one of the pillars costed 300,000 shekel, which if three pillars ends up to be 300,000 shekel, then there is an extra 1,775 shekel that no one knew where it went. And Moshe himself forgot. They came up to Moshe and they said, "Where did that extra money go?" There was a whole group of people saying that, "Where did our money go?" And Moshe said, "You know where the money went?" And the pasuk tells us, "Ve'es ha'elef, and the 1,700, v'chamishim, v'shivim asar vavim la'amudim, v'tzipa rasheim, v'chishak aysam." He said, no, there are 1,775 that were hooks for the pillars. Moshe Rabbeinu had to clarify. And the Torah specifically says, ha'elef, the 1,775, the ones that people thought Moshe simply took for himself as an extra bonus to his own bank account. And the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to stand up and defend that money? Why were there rumors going around? The truth is, the Kabbalah tells us there's 600,000 souls and many derivatives, as we see, that people did not understand. And a lot of Jews said, "You don't consider me as Jewish. I'm not part of the Jewish people." And we do this so often. My friend, one of my students, one of my old chanichim, she's currently right now at UTS. There's a Jewish professor standing in UTS saying, "I am Jewish and Jews should not feel welcome." And we look at Jews so often that are against the state of Israel, even in Israel. Jews that are, I speak to Israelis all the time and they're like, "This country is going to go down to the garbage, the religious people." And so often you think to yourself, how? We are one nation. We are one people. So many people don't like us. Why can't we at least stand up for each other? Why can't we at least love each other and care about each other? And that's because sometimes we think that we are the other. We think that we are outside of the equation. We don't think that we are part of the Torah. We don't think that we are the child of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. We think that because we don't do certain things and behave in certain ways, that we are not part of the equation. We think that we are outside. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to stand up and explain to us why we are part. Because we have that insecurity within ourselves that we are not a part. And you see it so often, self-hating Jews that go to Palestinian protests and feel like they are not a part. They are not part of the history of the Jewish people. We are not a part of the story. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to stand up and defend the Jewish people from their sense of their space of insecurity. I think on a personal level, sometimes we can think about it of ourselves, because I don't do certain things, I'm not part of the equation. And for Moshe Rabbeinu to stand up and tell us that every single half a shekel matters, every single person contributed, every single person is part of the story. And I was sitting in Kikar Dizengoff, and this guy is standing there, a really sweet guy, with the protests, with the flag and with the shirt, and I'm trying to explain to him, you're fighting for the country because you love the country too. We all love the country. We all love being Jewish. And every single person that goes to those Palestinian protests, maybe this is the Chabad within me. This is the Chabad within me. I know that even people that go into Palestinian protests are going because they are confused, but they are passionate about the cause, the wrong cause. But there is a passion, a desire, a wanting to connect, a wanting to make change. And all we need to do is look up to the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu has to stand up and explain to us, after all said is done, after the entire book of Sefer Bereishis, of Sefer Shemais, where we have the story of the nation to remind us how we are all part of the nation, how every single one of us matters, how we are all part of one and the same. We don't have to agree with each other. That's what I told the guy at Kikar Dizengoff. We don't have to agree with each other. And that's what makes Jewish people great, that we don't always agree with each other. But we have to respect each other. Doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter what you stand for. Every single Jew is part of the collection of souls that Hashem brought in this world to make a difference. L'saken olam b'malchus shin dalad yud, to taken olam, to change the world. We have that ability as Jewish people. And instead of looking ourselves as the other, we have to remind ourselves that even our neighbors, every single person in our life is part of that story. And I know it's hard in Israel, where everyone's an us. It's hard to say, okay, where is that natural tendency for me to change people and make them as them? And that's where the challenge starts. The challenge starts when everyone's in us to remember that we're all part of that same soul. We are all part of that power. And the person that reminds us, I always think the person that reminds us more than ever is the Rebbe, the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe that looked at every single Jew and reminded every Jew, didn't matter if you're a homeless man on the street, you are a Jew. That's something that I'm so proud of in Lubavitch, how we're able to look at every single person, that they are part of the Jewish equation no matter what. So I bless all of us that even though sometimes it's so hard and so many people hate the protest and against the protest, and you know what? I'm against a lot of the things that the protests do stand for, but I'm actually, if I'm going to be honest, I'm pro-protesting. Why? Because that's what a Jewish person is. A Jewish person is a pro. A Jewish person is someone that stands up. Not often. Often, we don't always stand up for the right things. And often, trying to burn this country to the ground is not the best option. But the truth is, everyone wants the hostages to come home. Everyone wants peace. The only thing that we're truly arguing about is how are we going to get there? How are we going to create a messianic era? And that's a spark that we have inside of us as Jewish people. So as we end Sefer Shemais, remember that that's the power of being Jewish. That's the story of the people, that we are one people, all together, building this world to make a difference. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.